Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in the Rambam's discussion of Olam Haba, so again, we'll just like in Halach Aleph, you know, we did the Rambam and then we got into the attacks of, you know, the Kesef Mishnah, you know, and, you know, the Ramban, you know, the defenses against those, you know, kind of attacks, you know, that the anticipatory defense. What we have here is a Rambam and then a Ravid. So let's do the Rambam today. The Ravid and then the responses. So the Rambam lays out his naturalistic theory of Olam Haba, as it's referred to, and also his, you know, cognitive theory. Remember, the Rambam is obviously, you know, deeply rooted in Ava Lefi Hayadiyah, as he concludes Hilchos Tshuva. So here we are. Olam Haba, this is Halacha Beis, Ein Bo Guf Hu Gviya, there's no body, there's no form. Al Nefashos HaTzadikim Bilvad, Belo Guf Kemalachei Hasharis. So the Rambam will say it like 10 times. He's absolutely adamant on this point, and, you know, this is, you know, you could sort of see the anticipation of the attacks that he would see, receive. Ha'ol ve'ein bo givios, third time. Ein bo lo achila ve'lo shesia ve'lo davar mikol dvarim shegufos b'nei adam tzrich lehem b'lo mazeh. Ve'lo yara davar mibo min advarim shema'arin legufos b'olam hazeh. Kigon yeshiva v'amida v'shino misa v'etzev v'schok v'chayotze ben. Kach amur chachamim rishonim. Ha'ol ma'ba ein bo lo achila ve'lo shesia ve'lo tashmish al tzadikim yoshin v'atrosein v'roshayin. We've spoken for the Rambam in the past about how, you know, the description of Yom Kippur is very parallel to the Rambam's description of Olam Haba, right? Lo achila, velo shesia, velo tashmish hamita, etc. You know, right? That's why for the Rambam, it's really shvisas asur. It's not so much a din in inui, but it's the opportunity to escape some of the limitations of this world, which is where the Rambam's going to land the plane, you know, in this halacha. So harei nisbar lecha she'en sham guf levi she'en sham achila u'shesia. Why are they sitting? It's poetic. So when you're sitting, you know, you're not exerting yourself, so there's no exertion. So the one thing that carries over from this world to the next world, you know, Ashrei mi shebalachan v'tzalmudo biyado, is the knowledge that a person has amassed. Via atara shalan kinyan sh'amar. Shlomo ba'atara she'itrlo imo v'rei omer v'simchas olam al rosham ina simcha guf kidei she'tanuach al rosh kach atara shamru chachamim kan hi ayidia. Right, there's no head, so there can't be a crown in the physical sense, but we're talking about something that, you know, we poetically associate with the person's head. The atara of a person's head is, of course, their knowledge. So what's, you know, you're talking about tzaddikim yoshvin. Right, they're not exerting themselves. Atrasein beroshehem, the knowledge that they have is there. So what's this nen in mizivah shechina? Can't be hanas haguf. Sheyodin masikin me'amitas hakadosh baruch hu. Ma she'enam yodin v'heim beguf ha'afel hashafel. So the Rambam, you know, finishes off with a flourish here. You know, when you're in the guf ha'afel v'hashafel, you know, this is obviously a reference to the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei Torah. When the Rambam discusses Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, he says, you know, the essence is to realize that I'm a biryash feila afela. Bifnei Tumim Deo. So you can't understand the Rambam here in Hilchos Tshuva without going back to the beginning of Sefer HaMada, where the Rambam basically describes Avas Hashem, Miyad Nisava Taiva Gidola, Leidas Hashem. So Avas Hashem, you know, in this world translates to the Hana'a, the experience of Avas Hashem in the next world, which is Nen Mizivah Shechina. So again, it's what we call the naturalistic theory of Olam Haba, meaning that what the Rambam means to say is that, you know, in Olam Haba, you know, the knowledge that a person accrued in this world just directly translates into, you know, opportunities in the next world. That's, I think, you know, point number one. Opportunities for, you know, the hana'a of Amitas HaBore and Hasagas Amitas HaBore. And that's number one. And number two, it translates into differentiation, right? So how much is a person then b'Olam Haba? Well, a person is then just as much as they know. So you have people who, let's just quantify it for, you know, sorry to be crass, but just to quantify it, to make it, you know, pedagogically as straightforward as possible. If a person knows Hashem at the level of 10, right, they're not going to enjoy, you know, at the level of 1,000, let alone the level of 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 or 1,000,000,000,000, right? It's obviously something that goes ad infinitum by its very definition. But the point remains, and the point is, you know, unmistakable, that the, you know, ahava, just like ava in this world, is lefia yediya, so the hanoa in the next world is lefi ayidia. So basically, you know, the Rambam's perspective is that Avas Hashem in this world translates into Nanin Mizivah Shechina in the next world, and they're both predicated, they both are, but an expression of, you know, quantifiable yediyas Hashem. Okay, we'll get into the right vidzah salts tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem.